You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 9 places unaccredited investors can passively invest in real estate. But before I get started, I just want to say, hey, how you doing, guys? And hope you're doing well with your real estate investing efforts. I have been just stoked at some of the great deals people are still coming across, whether it be small, single family homes up through large apartment buildings. There are those number of people I'm speaking to that are also investing in just multiple types of asset classes, from self-storage to industrial and so forth, that there are some good options out there that are giving great returns. So whether you can invest in these properties on your own, or whether you want to join together with a partner, or even in a syndication, there are some great opportunities that are giving still great returns. So hang in there and let me know if you guys have any questions. That's what I'm here for. So let's jump into our topic. 9 places unaccredited investors can passively invest in real estate. Now, despite being considered one of the best long-term investments there is, real estate hasn't always been accessible to everyone. It often requires a substantial amount of money and effort to get started and to maintain the properties. Now, granted, I've talked about ways you can get into real estate for little or no money down, and that is real. You really can do that. But for the most part, maybe you don't want to be an active investor. And for example, if you want to be a passive investor and you want to invest in syndications, now, sometimes you may face this challenge. Although some syndications allow unaccredited investors, many of the best deals require you to be accredited. Now, however, don't be discouraged, because there are some options out there, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. There are some real estate crowdfunding sites that have made investing in real estate much more accessible to all types of investors. Not just accredited investors. These platforms let investors purchase a small portion of a property at an affordable price. They also oversee property management. Now, while many real estate investment sites are only available to accredited investors, there are sites for non-accredited investors as well. And this podcast will focus on the top real estate investing platforms that allow unaccredited investors to invest. So let's take a look at this. Just before I get started, for those of you that don't know what an accredited versus non-accredited investor is, before evaluating unaccredited investor platforms, it's important to understand the difference. And so accredited investors must have at least one of the following requirements: an income of $200,000 or more for the last 2 years, an income of $300,000 for the last 2 years when combined with a spouse, a net worth of at least $1 million, either alone or with a spouse, and that does not include your residence, or a Series 7, 65, or 82 license. An accredited investor can also be an organization like a trust or entity with total assets or investments of at least $5 million, or an entity where all equity owners are accredited investors. If you meet one of the requirements above, you're considered an accredited investor and can pursue opportunities that are only available to accredited investors. However, if you don't meet one of the requirements above, you're a non-accredited investor, also referred to as a sophisticated investor. There are no requirements to be an unaccredited investor, and many crowdfunded real estate platforms will work with you, which is great. If you're an unaccredited investor, you have plenty of options to start investing in real estate and generating passive income. So each of these platforms we look at in order of their Trustpilot ranking. And if you're not familiar with Trustpilot, it's a sort of a ranking or rating website that's kind of like Yelp, where people give their comments about their experience with the various platforms. Well, let's take a look at our first ones here. Our first one, in fact, is a name you're familiar with, I'm sure, if you're a listener to this show, and that's Ground Floor, where we have featured Brian Daly, who's the CEO of Ground Floor on the Old Dogs podcast here multiple times. So let's talk about Ground Floor. Ground Floor provides short-term, high-yield real estate debt investments to non-accredited investors. Now, since Ground Floor offers debt investments, you aren't actually buying ownership of the properties directly. However, you can get started with as little as $10, and the company boasts 10.5% average annual returns on those investments. So you could take $1,000 and invest in 100 different companies, and supposedly, again, and I haven't done this test, but we should be yielding somewhere around 10.5% in annual returns. Now, the loans pay monthly interest over a short lag. So you'll invest, but you won't see the interest. It could be a matter of weeks, months, what have you. In addition, because Ground Floor offers short-term debt investments, you'll get your principal investment back in as little as 6 to 12 months, which is great. That said, it's important to remember that your investment is illiquid until then. In other words, you can't pull out the funds until it reaches its term. Their Trustpilot score is 3.7 out of 5. And then pros for Ground Floor: $10 minimum investment, 10.5 annual returns, no fees for investors, short-term loans with options, and monthly interest payments. The cons: debt investments only. You don't actually own part of the properties. There's a risk of default, and it is illiquid until the loan ends. Let's go to number two, DiversaFund. DiversaFund is a real estate crowdfunding site that allows you to start investing in real estate, again, without being an accredited investor. The company focuses on multifamily assets, though, rather than single-family homes, which for the most part, Ground Floor is more heavily vested in. Non-accredited investors can start investing with as little as $500. In addition, the company's app makes it easy to set up automatic investments, track your investment growth, and more. DiversaFund is unique from other platforms because it's fully automated. Unlike many of its competitors, you don't have the opportunity to choose individual investments. Their Trustpilot score was 3.4 out of 5. The pros are $500 minimum investment, easy for beginner investors, fully automated, and you can track your investment growth. The cons are relatively high annual asset management fee, illiquid for 5 years, which means you can't withdraw it, no choice of investment options, and dividends must be reinvested. Let's go to number three, Fundrise. Now, Fundrise is one of the most popular real estate crowdfunding sites for non-accredited investors to choose from a variety of different portfolios. The platform offers 5 different investment options ranging from starter to premium, with minimum investments ranging from $10 to $100,000. Each portfolio includes a diversified selection of real estate investments. Every portfolio except the premium option is open to non-accredited investors. The platform's portfolios are meant to be long-term investments. As a non-accredited investor, you should expect to keep your money in the fund for at least 5 years. Additionally, your dividends will be automatically reinvested. That said, Fundrise does have options for early redemption, but the company can't guarantee you'll be able to redeem your shares, and there may be an added cost. Regardless, it's one of the best options for non-accredited investors. Their Trustpilot score, 3.2 out of 5. Pros, $10 investment minimum, multiple portfolios to choose from, option to redeem shares in some situations, portfolios allow for diversification, low annual investment fee. Cons, illiquid for 5 years, can't choose individual properties, premium is for accredited investors only. Number four, Roofstock. Now, Roofstock, we've talked about, you know, in fact, I think I was in Roofstock in the 60s. No, that's not Roofstock. That's Woodstock. No, just kidding. Wasn't really there. Okay, Roofstock is a property investing site for non-accredited investors to invest in a variety of ways. Now, what you're doing there is you're actually becoming an owner of houses. It's in properties around the country. You do everything on site. They do the property management. They do all that stuff. It's a really interesting model. But single family homes around the country, portfolios that give you a more diversified selection, and you basically are investing in short-term rentals as well as long-term rentals. When you sign up, you can shop Roofstock's marketplace to find properties you're interested in. Each property listing includes its gross yield, capitalization rate, neighborhood rating, and more. So it's, you know, if you're going into a C-class neighborhood or a B-class or what have you. Roofstock is unique because you aren't just purchasing shares in individual properties. Instead, you're buying the properties outright, often with financing and someone else is managing them. Now, the platform matches you with property managers who oversee the day-to-day management, but you still own the property and you're still responsible for that property. You do have the option of investing in the real estate portfolio instead of buying a property. This requires a minimum of $5,000 to get started. Plus, you'll have to remain invested for at least 5 years. Their Trustpilot score is 3.2 out of 5. The pros, multiple investing options. You get matched with property managers, integrated financing solution, fully vetted properties. Cons, high investment minimum, illiquid investments, at least a five-year holding period. Properties already have tenants, so you can't really say who the tenants are, right? And it may require financing. Let's go to number five, Realty Mogul. Now, this is one of the best real estate crowdfunding platforms that allows you to invest in private market offerings, private placements, and real estate investment trusts, or otherwise REITs. Once you sign up, you'll be able to choose from current eligible investments. You can see investments' past performance and choose from those. Then after you find the right property, you can start investing in just a few minutes. You'll even have an account board where you can monitor your investments. If you'd rather not invest in individual properties, you can also invest in REITs. These give you a more diversified portfolio of real estate investments. Now, Realty Mogul's REITs have an investment minimum of $5,000. Depending on the portfolio you choose, you may either earn monthly or quarterly distributions. Their Trustpilot score, 3.0 out of 5. Pros, multiple investment options, monthly or quarterly distributions, REITs are available, takes a few minutes to invest. Cons, $5,000 minimal investment, low liquidity, some options for accredited investors, and there's kind of a complex fee structure. Okay, number six, Yield Street. It's an alternative investment platform that allows you to invest in real estate and other alternative investments, including things like art, short-term notes, private credit, and cryptocurrency. When you sign up, you'll have the opportunity to invest in a variety of portfolios, each of which has its own minimum investment, payment structure, and more. The Yield Street Prism Fund, which is the platform's signature fund, is always open and has holdings in at least five asset classes. It has a minimum deposit of $500, which is considerably lower than any other portfolio on the platform. There are even themed funds, but these have higher multiple to accredited investors. Their Trustpilot score, 2.6 out of 5. PROS offers alternative investments, $500 minimum investment for the Prism Fund, quarterly payments for Prism Fund, themed portfolios. Cons, some options are only for accredited investors, high investment minimums on themed portfolios, certain investments are highly illiquid, high fees on some portfolios. Number 7, the American Homeowner Preservation. This is one of the top real estate crowdfunding platforms that allows individuals to invest in non-performing loans. By investing in these loans, you can help protect homeowners from foreclosure while still making money. American Homeowner Preservation initially accepted investors through the AHP Fund, which has since closed to new investors. However, you can now invest in another opportunity called AHP Title. With AHP Title, you can earn up to 7% on your investment while helping families at risk of foreclosure to stay in their homes. The investment only requires $100 to get started and comes with monthly distributions. It does not have a Trustpilot score, so I can't give you that. The pros are monthly distributions, 100 minimum investment, no investment fees, and it helps homeowners avoid foreclosure, which I think is a really cool thing. Cons, illiquid investment for 5 years and high-risk real estate investments. Number 8, Arrived Homes. It's one of the top sites for non-accredited investors that allows you to invest in single-family investment properties. When you sign up, you can choose from a variety of properties around the country. You can invest in one property or several. There's a $100 minimum investment, and the per-share price for most properties is $10. Arrived Homes manages the properties and you'll earn rental income. Some of the properties are already rented out, which means that you can start earning money immediately. However, other properties are still seeking tenants, meaning there may be a waiting period before you'll start getting paid. They also don't have a Trustpilot score ranking. The pros are $10 minimum investment, you get to choose your own investments, quarterly dividend payments, low management fee. Cons, some properties don't have tenants yet, limited number of properties available, and a holding period up to 7 years. And our final one, Streetwise, not spelled street, S-T-R-E-E-T, but it's S-T-R-E-I-T, Wise. When it comes to real estate crowdfunding platforms, Streetwise is a real estate investment platform that allows anyone to own shares in commercial real estate by investing in REITs. These funds are diversified, meaning you're able to reduce your risk while still achieving impressive returns. The platform currently only has one REIT that's open to new investors. It invests in institutional quality commercial real estate buildings and has a minimum investment of $5,055. It also doesn't have a Trustpilot score. Pros, diversified funds. 9.2% annualized return. Professionally managed portfolios, and you invest in commercial real estate. The cons are high minimum investment, only one REIT currently available, and high management fee. In summary, real estate can make an excellent addition to your investment portfolio, and you don't have to be an accredited investor. However, it's no surprise that many of us simply aren't able to go out and buy a rental property. Luckily, real estate crowdfunding sites for non-accredited investors make it easier to invest in properties, giving you partial ownership, in most cases, of a tangible asset while still providing a passive investing experience, just like with stocks and bonds. Once you choose one of the top unaccredited real estate investing platforms for your investing goals, then you can start collecting regular income. So it's just another good option for you if you are interested in passive investing, but you aren't accredited. Well, that's it for now. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, and there are a ton of links. So each of these I've talked about, you can click on it, you go to their website, you can investigate further, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled 9 Places Unaccredited Investors Can Invest in Real Estate. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.